Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Crone, are you there? Pastor Crone?
Yes, hello.
Fine. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a privilege.
Well, of course, so Pastor Crone is at the Arbuckle Community Church up there in Arbuckle, and he's put together a wonderful, a video program called The Final Countdown. And it really deals with what's happening today from the prophetic point of view. So do you want to just give us a little of the background of how you happened to put together this tape set?
Well, a lot of it was the bulk of it. I actually took the congregation here through this series and just spent many, obviously, months in research. But also, I've already was kind of prepped for the research with my background. Many things that are covered in here, of course, deal with like New Age beliefs, the one world religion, government, and that all kind of ties in together. And I was very familiar with those kind of things prior to becoming a Christian anyway. So I've had many years kind of involved in it, but now, of course, I'm on the other side, and looking back at it as a Christian, you look at it with a whole different set of eyes, especially when you're aware of biblical prophecy, because the Bible says that these are the kind of things that are going to take place prior to Christ's return.
And, of course, I think it's really so important for people to understand that the people who are in the so-called New Age movement, which is an occult movement which permeates literally every aspect of our society today, fully understand what this is all about. I mean, they have committed their lives to bringing about this one world government, and there are really millions of people all across America who are part of the New Age movement. And the fact that most Americans don't understand that simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And so would you like to just to sort of give us perhaps a little of your background? We're going to let you begin to introduce that, and then we'll repeat that when, of course, we take on our new stations here in a moment or two.
Oh, okay. Well, just a little background is I was saved in Easter 1993, and I come from a completely non-Christian background, non-churched. Was an atheist when I was in sixth grade, and made good on that promise, and I lived a life of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and was basically your 1980s headbanger, just doing all kinds of the rotten things, and really was mad at Christian and Christianity and God in general. The supposed Christians that who were around me were doing the same sinful, rotten things that I was doing, and it was a no-brainer for me. Hey, if that's what Christianity supposedly is, I don't want any part of it. Began to get interested in spiritual things when I was 17, and one of my best friends died, rolled his Trans Am and broke his neck in coming back from a bar. And looking at him in the casket, the question that haunted me from that day forward was, what's going to happen when, not if, I die? And again, even the Christians that were around me, or so-called Christians, I should say, didn't, take upon to share the truth with me or anyway. So when I moved out to California in 1987, I had a friend that I worked with introduce me to the New Age religion, if you will.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to just hold off here in just a moment, and we're going to have to take a little break. And then when we get back, of course, we'll get back into the things that you've been talking about and how it was that you came, first of all, to know the Lord, and then how it was you came to become a minister, and then how you came to understand so much more clearly than most of our ministers what's really going on today and the spiritual battle that in which we're engaged. We'll be right back here with Pastor Billy Crone. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. Now, our special guest today is Pastor Billy Crone of the Arbuckle Community Church, and that's up in Northern California. And Pastor Crone started out, early in life as an atheist and being mad at God. And then, of course, when he was 17 years old, why, one of his friends died. And of course, she began to wonder what life was all about. And he had, of course, was lured into the New Age and into the occult. And really, because of the fact that he was in the New Age and was in the occult, he understands so much of what's going on today. And the great problem of today is most Christians really don't understand what's going on because they don't understand the New Age movement, and what they do understand it is very, very superficial. They don't understand that the New Age movement is dedicated to the establishment of a one world government under a ruling elite, under this new leader who's to come and save the world. And of course, this is sound a New Age belief, and of course they believe that they can pray together in harmonic convergence, and they pray something called the Great Invocation, and people meet all across America on a regular basis today to pray in this new world order. And since I take their publications, I will tell you, of course, that we got publications shortly before the recent February 15th march that was held just a week ago last Saturday, telling us that there would be demonstrations in 50 cities across the world. Who do you think actually organized these demonstrations? Oh, the communists were there, of course, the usual suspects. But behind all of this, of course, is this occult spiritual force working intent upon the New World Order, the New World Religion. And until the American people, until the Christians of this country understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological battlefield, we will continue losing this terrible, terrible battle. And, of course, our children and our grandchildren will pay a terrible, terrible price because of our apathy and our difference to what is going on in America today. And so with that, we'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Crone. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Crone, why don't you sort of pick up and tell us the story? Now, you said that you were involved in the New Age, and of course, you were aware of this move towards world government. What part does this move towards world government play in New Age beliefs?
Well, it really is. They really think that the answer to humanity's problems lie in, just in a nutshell, realizing their divinity within themselves. And of course, it's really funny. I remember, of course, coming across the scripture in Genesis chapter 3 at the very beginning of mankind. That's the lie of Satan in the Garden of Eden, that you will become like gods. And it's the same lie that's going to be ushering in what the Bible talks about at the time of the tribulation with this one world religion and government and economy. And I agree with your comments. I really think that the Christians just really basically have no clue of how deep and how much fervor there is with the New Age movement. And speaking of one who's been there, done that, in all honesty, unfortunately, there's many New Agers out there who will put many evangelical Christians to shame. I mean, they are ready to go.
And they are dedicated. They're totally dedicated to what they're doing, and they're working. They're working politically. They're working in meetings. They're working in local government. Everything today to change this world that we live in to what they think will be a better world. And, of course, don't many of them actually support this whole idea of the United Nations and world government?
Oh, absolutely, because the guise is that, you know, we all have to work together, as you had shared with the prayer of invocation and the harmonic convergence, that they believe that when humanity somehow can come into agreements, and then you need agreements with the religion, one world religion, and, of course, with a governmental system like the United Nations, and even down to the economy, you've got to get mankind working all together. And it doesn't have to be everybody, but if you could, quote, like kind of tip the scales, if you get the majority, they believe it's almost kind of like an evolutionary thing. but in kind of a spiritual concept. They believe that when you finally tip the scales, that all of a sudden some spiritual dynamic's going to take place all across the globe, and that once we can get enough people who are united, and it really is a false peace and definitely not based on the truth, but based on their New Age ideals, that that's going to usher mankind into this new age of Aquarius, so that this new reality, it basically what they're working towards is a self-created satanic false utopia.
Well, could you explain this great harmonic convergence and what this is all about and how that works? And this is their belief that when enough people pray, what's this all about?
Well, it's based upon this, I don't know if it's ever true or not, but it goes around New Age circles. It's called the 100th Monkey Theory. I don't know if you're familiar with that. But as the story goes, supposedly, in some tropical islands, there was a couple islands close together, and they both had monkeys on them. And these one monkeys ate something, a root vegetable, something like a potato or something. And what had happened was, over a period of time, these monkeys, they used to just eat them raw, and then they would, but then they started developing a taste to have them in the salt water, in the ocean. And then all of a sudden, spontaneously, even though they're isolated on a different island, these other monkeys all of a sudden started developing the same taste for these, you know, salt water on their little root vegetable potato, what you will.
These were monkeys on another island.
Yeah. And so the idea, and this is the premise, and whether or not this really happened or not, it could just be a thing that promotes a new age, but this, they're dead serious about it, is they believe that that's a example in nature, if you will, of what could happen to humanity. And again, it doesn't have to be everybody, but if we just get enough people, what it will do is spiritually usher in a global consensus. And again, their idea of it is to create your own spiritual utopia.
But don't they believe that there's going to be a world leader who's going to come to help make this all come together?
Oh, absolutely. And again, you know, it's just so, you know, you'd ask it, and now looking back as a Christian, I remember after I had got saved, and I got saved Easter 93, and I woke up drunk on a floor. I had no idea how I got there, and I went home, and I had a headache, and never had headaches, and I had to get to work the next day. It was Easter, a Sunday, obviously. And so I started slamming some vodka and tried to get rid of my headache, and I was involved, of course, with the New Age, just getting ready to write a New Age book called Transcending Force. I was heavily into it, and of course, it's all demonic. And so I was opening myself up to demonic teachings. Of course, I was involved with drugs, so demonic activity with the drugs. And so I just started experiencing some really creepy stuff, to put it mildly, ran to my bedroom, dropped on my knees, and cried out to God. I was 25 at the time, and my prayer of salvation was basically, hey, God, if you want this life, you can have it. And I asked Jesus to come to my heart and forgive me. And with New Age, it's basically a hodgepodge of everything. I mean, it could be a little bit of Buddhism. It could be a little bit of Christianity, if that's what they want. It could be a little bit of Eastern mysticism, spiritism. It's all lumped together. And so, personally, I've tried, through New Age, virtually every religion under the sun. And I was all by myself when I got saved. I wasn't in a church. I wasn't going to dare sit in a church. Certainly wasn't around a pastor. Had no idea God was going to call me to be a pastor. Wasn't around another Christian. And I'll tell you from firsthand experience, I didn't have a sinner's prayer to pray, but I tell you what, I tried it all under the sun, and when I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, everything changed. 8 weeks after I got saved, I was going to every service I could get my hands on, too. I figured that's what a good Christian's supposed to do. That's what I did when I was a New Ager. I was very studious about the belief. I was praying and also reading the Bible, and I just prayed to God and says, Lord, I want to know more. So anyway, 8 weeks after I was saved, I go to Bible college. And the only way I survived about the first year was because I had no Sunday school upbringing or nothing. I had my thumb in the front there to where the books of the Bible were, so I can keep up with the teachers as they would quote versions, you know, the Old or New Testament. But anyway, so then as I begin to grow, just as a brand new Christian, I'm thrust into a biblical training day in, day out, that all of a sudden light bulbs started going off. I'm going, oh my goodness, especially when it came to prophecy, of course. I'm going, that's what the New Age is doing. And then when he talks about the Antichrist, as you were talking about, one world leader, I'm going, oh my goodness, that's the Antichrist. That's not a good guy. That's a guy that's going to dupe people along with a false prophet into this one world system. And it's all right there. I think a lot of it, as we had talked before, the church, one, doesn't want to see it, doesn't want to see the seriousness of it, or how close it actually could be. But again, people aren't aware of it because they're also more concerned about being entertained than learning and being students of the Scripture and grappling with the truths of God. And two, because many pulpits across America are shying away from teaching prophecy. So how in the world can the church know if they're not being presented with the clear things that are happening in biblical prophecy?
Well, of course, what you've done for our listeners, why Pastor Billy Crone has put together a three-video set that we carry. It's called The Final Countdown, and it really sort of gives you this overview of what's happening. And so the first, and we're sort of short on time, so I want to start getting really to the first tape. And there you talk about how important Israel is. And, of course, as we now see ourselves going to war over in the Middle East, and nothing you or I say is going to stop that. Of course, everybody says it's going to be a quick war. It's going to protect Israel. I fear it's going to, of course, perhaps to bring an attack on Israel from the Hezbollah, a terrorist or a station in Lebanon, and, of course, the Hamas terrorists, which are funded by Saudi Arabia. The Hezbollah is funded by Iran. Hamas is funded by our good ally, the Saudi Arabians. And if you doubt that, we're carrying a new book called Hatred's Kingdom, written by the former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, pointing out that Saudi Arabia is financing this whole terrorist movement. They're financing the Al-Qaeda, they financed the Taliban, they financed Osama bin Laden, and even as of October 29th of last year, they had the head of the Hamas, which of course is doing everything they can to disrupt the Israeli peace process, visiting the crown prince over there in Saudi Arabia. And it's all in the book, Hatred's Kingdom, just came out. You need to understand, we're going after the wrong enemy, but people in Washington, D.C. know that. They just want to go to war with Iraq for... well, far different reasons than the man who will fight and bleed and suffer and die there will ever be allowed to know. So why don't you go ahead and just get started. What are the signs as far as Israel? Then we'll begin developing that later in the program. But there are a lot of things that it says in the Bible about Israel that have actually come to pass, the most amazing prophecies. And yet, of course, you know, if you don't know the prophecies, you can't understand the times.
Yeah, and that's, again, the Jewish people, and that's why I started out with that one first, because if you want to know just how close it's getting, pay attention to the Jewish people. And in the video series, I only deal with 9 of them, and there's so much more. And again, what adds to the, now, of course, we can't set dates, but, boy, these things are all happening for the first time in centuries, and plus they're happening within just the last few decades. And so that should send up some red flags. But just to give a little quick rundown, the Bible specifically said that the Jewish people would return to the land. And, of course, we know that that happened in 1948, and you might think, well, what's the big deal with that? But, I mean, you got to understand that the Jewish people were dispersed all over the earth and completely the Jerusalem decimated by the Romans in 70 AD. And yet, all of a sudden, in our lifetime, here they are. And so that was the first big red flag. But then the Bible even starts getting more specific, not only that they would return to the land, but they would become a nation. Of course, that's what they did. And then even more specifically, a nation in one day. And that's exactly what happened, that they would become a united nation, no longer two as they were before, with two divided kingdoms. Even down to little specifics, like their currency would be the shekel. It wasn't that originally, but I believe it was in 1980 is when it became the shekel, once again fulfilling another prophecy, that Israel would become a blossom as a rose in the desert, the Bible talks about. And if you understand the history and the area of that time, it wasn't long ago that it was a desert. But you look at it today, it is now the breadbasket of the Middle East, just like the Bible said would happen.
And, of course, you know, for those who may say, well, you know, this is, so what about this? We have to understand that the students of Bible prophecy writing 100 years ago said this cannot be the time that the prophecies are going to come true, because the pivotal thing, one of the pivotal things about the prophecies is, of course, the Jews were going to have to return to the Holy Land. And everybody's been waiting for them to go to the Holy Land, to return, to begin to be brought from all over the world back to the Holy Land. And it's happened in recent times during our lifetime.
Our four-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Hello, garlic lovers. This is Radio Health journalist Bill Sardi to talk to you about a breakthrough in garlic technology. It's called Alamet. You know all the healthy reasons to take garlic, but isn't it time you got your money's worth? A recent study found the 24 leading brands of garlic pills provided little, if any, allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient. Try Alamex, which is the only odorless garlic supplement to provide pure allicin, a full 180 milligrams. That's the power of 15 fresh cloves of garlic. Alamex isn't available in stores, so call 866-405-4000. That's Alamex at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I want to tell you about a couple of the other things that we carry. As many of you know, we carry the Phonopoly set, and Phonopoly is a program that will teach your children, your grandchildren, to read. And if they're going to government schools, they probably have not been taught the basic rules of the English language. Just have them to sit down and or stand up and read to you about three or four paragraphs out of the newspaper. If they can do that without stumbling, why, they're probably in pretty good shape. But so many people will have difficulty because they haven't been taught to read properly. Phonopoly is basically a board game. It's played like Monopoly, and of course you go around the board and you get property, but in the process you learn the 40 sounds of the English language, you learn the 12 rules of the English language, and you'll learn why letters, why words are spelled the way they are. And I will tell you that I played this game before we carried it. I learned a lot from it, and I think you will too. So if I can suggest that you go ahead and call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-HIV-WAR, and order Phonopoly. And then, of course, we're living in uncertain times. And, of course, the government has said in their wisdom, well, we want you to get duct tape and we want you to get plastic and that's how you're going to protect yourself. And then they said, no, we don't want you to get duct tape and plastic. You can get it, but keep it aside. We want you to get a 3-day supply of food. And if there's really a problem as far as food is concerned, I think you'd want to have a good supply on hand. Ready Reserve food products is actually what most distributors use, but we can actually get it from the factory. If you'd like to get a catalog from them and perhaps lay in a supply or replenish the supply that you have, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the Ready Reserve food catalog, and we'll get that off to you, and hopefully you'll find things there that you want. You send it back to us, we'll ensure that you get them, and it's a good company. We've used their products for many years. We hope you'll be as happy with the Ready Reserve food products as we have been right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Pastor Billy Crone. And Pastor Crone, why don't you go ahead and pick up the story as far as the importance of the return of the children of Israel to the Holy Land, because, of course, this starts the time clock clicking towards this time when we will have the New World Order and the New World Religion. So why don't you go ahead and tell more of the story?
Okay. Well, and of course, again, it is really the time clock. It really, again, we can't set a date, but this should really grab our attention. And again, that's the whole point of biblical prophecy, is God is laying down for us. He's given us, if you will, advance warning. Hey, it's getting close. I love you, and I want a relationship, but you need to make that decision. Well, as we had said, that Israel had blossomed as a rose in the desert, but the Bible also says that Israel was going to become a powerful military. And again, you got to keep in mind, they weren't even around. And they come to the land, and they had to fight many wars. At one point, it was the odds were 20-1, yet they keep winning, and they will continue to win. In fact, Zechariah makes an interesting prophecy, and it must have sounded quite odd, but I think you and I could figure out what it might be. He says, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12 said, "This is the plague which the Lord will strike all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they're standing on their feet, their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths." And you and I today, of course, that could be a supernatural judgment from God when he causes that. But what's interesting, the times that we live in, we wouldn't have to use our imagination too much that could be a biological weapon, or it could be a nuclear assault.
Or a chemical weapon, for that matter.
Exactly. And either way, though, God is going to protect Israel. And again, I mean, Israel, and this is another prophecy, Israel, the Bible said, would become not just a powerful military, but would become a center of world conflict.
But, of course, that doesn't mean that there's not going to be terrible problems for Israel, does it? Or that many of the Jews will not actually lose their lives in this coming struggle?
Yeah, in fact, that will take place. In fact, as we had talked before, just because a person is a Jew doesn't mean they're an Orthodox Jew. And even if a person is a Jew today, they still need to, as anybody else, needs to accept Jesus as their Messiah. And that even though God has a chosen plan for the nation of Israel still, that doesn't mean they're not going to face some horrible times. In fact, it's going to be really bad, especially during the time of the tribulation, as Zechariah shares, and also the book of Revelation, that in the midpoint of the tribulation period, the Antichrist, the New Age guy, is going to go up into the temple, and that's another issue, that a temple needs to be rebuilt, and we see that again today. He's going to go up there, and he's going to declare himself to be God. Well, that act, of course, that's an act of treason. That's an act of blasphemy, especially to the Jewish person. And all of a sudden, they're going to say, oh, my goodness, we've been fooled. And Daniel talked about that. He said, Daniel 9:27, that the Antichrist was going to make a covenant with the people for a period of 7 years. And it's that act of making a covenant with people that most biblical prophecy scholars would say that's what starts the time clock for the seven-year tribulation. But once he goes up there, the midway point, and declares himself to be God, all the guns are pointed on Israel. And all the sham and the facade and the fake smiles is going to come down, and he's going to turn his guns on the people of Israel. And the Bible talks about two-thirds of them are going to pay with it for their lives. However, God, again, is going to be gracious, and the Scripture would talk about the Archangel Michael protecting a third of the people of Israel, but it's going to be pretty bad.
But, of course, there are going to be terrible things happening in the rest of the world as the four horsemen described in Revelation 6 are unleashed on the world, and the pestilence and disease and hunger and famine. And people say, oh, these things could never happen today. We just got it so good. And yet, of course, whenever you enter a war, you take a wild card. You don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I hope the coming war will be brief and to the point, but ladies and gentlemen, understand that within a few days, our boys will go into battle, and many of them will die. We don't know how many are going to die, and many of the Iraqi people and the children there will die, and it may unleash terrible retaliation on this country, because, of course, we are doing everything we can to antagonize the Islamic extremists, and the Islamic extremist movement is actually growing because of what we're doing. And, of course, because we're not addressing Saudi Arabia, which is the basis of all of this, and our leaders know that, and they're allowing it to continue to be funded. Why would we be doing something that stupid? Well, there's so many unanswered questions out there. And, of course, when we get back, why, Pastor Krohn is going to talk to you more about the three-tape set that we have. It's called The Final Countdown, and it just goes through point by point, talks about is the Israelis and their impact on what's going to be happening. And then, of course, what's going to be happening in the rest of the world. It's a fascinating discussion, and we actually have a two-hour interview with Pastor Krohn, if any of you would like to get that, and we're actually going to have him back on again for another two-hour discussion, because I think it's important that you understand the signs of the times. The Lord said, you know, you can look at the sky and tell the signs of the times, but so many people can't tell the signs today.
Hey,
Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention that Pastor Crone has put together this three-video set. The reach fund's about an hour, and of course, they're available through Radio Liberty. A fascinating summary of the things he's talking about, and very well organized, very well thought out. And so if you'd like to find out about the three videos, we call them the Final Countdown, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, the Final Countdown, and we certainly recommend that to you. And then, of course, there's so many other things that we think that you may very well want to get that will help you to understand the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged. We actually have another three video set. It's called the Holy Land Tapes, and actually it has a list of some 25 prophecies overall, put together actually by Southwest Radio Church and our friend Ken Klein. That gives you the background of 25 prophecies, and of course, a beautiful, beautiful photography of the Holy Land, and I'd love to go back again, but I don't really think it's safe at the present time. Besides that, I have to be here doing my radio programs on a regular basis, but I think you might enjoy the Holy Land Tapes as well. And then, of course, we have a three-video set. It's called The Amazing Clips. And, of course, this gets into so much of what's going to happen here in the United States and the plans for, yes, detention camps. And you'll actually hear Congressman Gonzalez, former chairman of the House Banking Committee, talking about the concentration camps. You'll hear Congressman Brooks before the investigating committee, the Iran-Contra, trying to bring this out before congressional committees and being silenced. You'll actually see pictures of the camps. You need to know that these things are being planned, because they're people who understand exactly what's going to happen, and that's what the war on terrorism is all about, and you're going to learn much more in the very near future. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course we're talking about the Amazing Clips, and if you, of course you can get the Amazing Clips, you can get the Holy Land videos, or you will certainly want to think about getting this three-tape set and called The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone, who's our guest today. And we're talking about the signs of the times that we all ought to be able to interpret, but unfortunately, we don't usually talk about these things in our churches today. We want to talk about things that make people feel good, and we certainly don't want to make people realize that we may be on the very threshold of some terrible, terrible things that are about to happen here in our society. So why don't you pick up? Is there anything else we ought to talk about the prophecies as far as the Jewish people are concerned?
Well, you know, again, of course, the big thing on the scene with, as we had shared before, with the issue of the rebuilding of the temple. And we know that, of course, has to come into play because it's mentioned during the tribulation there has to come a temple. And again, people need to understand that, and of course, you can always go check this out yourself and see the actual articles. They're ready to roll. They have almost all the articles are already made down to the direct specifications that were laid out in the Old Testament as were given by God through Moses. And also with the training of the priests, all the articles, the clothing, all that stuff. And, of course, the one big thing that there's a big problem is there's the Muslim Dome of the Rock there, right where many believe, although there's some alternative theories, but many believe that that's where the new Jewish temple needs to be. And, you know, of course, a point of speculation is it could be something as easy as a stray missile in this upcoming conflict, or certainly I don't think a Jewish people would do anything like that. But a stray missile could actually conveniently take care of that. I think the motive behind that might be from the Muslim terrorist group to stir up trouble for Israel. But either way, in very short time, we could possibly see that that would be a problem be taken care of.
And of course, the thing is that they're apparently the Hezbollah troops in Lebanon today. There are about 4,000 suicide troops there, and they have about 10,000 missiles. And if they launch those on Israel, going along with our attack on Iraq, and of course, one of those did simply stray off and take out the Al-Aqsa Mosque. If the Israelis retaliate against these attacks using nuclear weapons, this could put a whole new dimension on everything that's happening today. Or if we were to use nuclear weapons. You know, the president has said we're going in because we want to rescue the Iraqi people. I mean, from the wicked Saddam Hussein, and he is a wicked Saddam Hussein. People have forgotten, though, that we financed him. We gave him the chemical and biological weapons. We left him in power in 1991. We promised the people in Iraq that, you know, if they would simply rise up against Saddam Hussein, we would come to their rescue. We promised the Kurds that. We promised the Shiites in the past. And then they found out what the promise of an American president is worth. They paid for it with their lives. And those of you who saw 60 Minutes yesterday, I hope you were embarrassed by what that Iraqi who had spent 11 years in Saddam Hussein's jail said about the fact that the Iraqi people don't trust America because they know we betrayed them after the first Gulf War. The American people and their president betrayed the Iraqi people, so they don't really trust us today. And that's a terrible, terrible thing to say. But what we need are men of integrity in political office who will say and do what they say they'll do rather than play political games with people's lives. Well, under any circumstances, why, we're in for some difficult times. But if Saddam, who should use chemical weapons, would we retaliate with nuclear weapons as we promised? And if we use nuclear weapons, will we use them on the desert, or will we use them on the population center and kill all the people we're going in there to try to save? How can we protect our boys? How can we protect our men from the use of chemical warfare if Saddam decides to use this, if he really has it, as we claim he does? You know, unless we can retaliate, if we do retaliate, of course, the civilian casualties would be just unthinkable in this time, and we would turn the whole of the Muslim world, indeed the whole world, against the United States if we were to use weapons, and yet we're talking about using chemical, nuclear weapons in reprisal. So these are such uncertain times, and the American people seem to be sitting quietly saying, oh, well, life as usual. Life is not going to be as it was before, I don't think. I believe we're entering terribly difficult times. So why don't you pick up the story there, Pastor Krohn?
Okay. Yeah, and when, again, with the issue of the Jewish people is specifically that they would become the world conflict, as was shared. And you just have to, I think we just, it's been going on for so long that we really don't take notice of the awesomeness of that prophecy. Little bitty Israel would become a world conflict, and that everybody's eyes, if you will be on Israel. And that's exactly what we see today. It's heightened once again. And again, that's what the video series starts off with, the Jewish people, because that's just happening for our eyes. It really should grab our attention. But the video series, that's just one of the 10, and again, I only deal with 10. There's many, many more.
But these are 10 prophecies as far as Israel is concerned.
Well, the 10 topics covered on the final countdown.
Right.
But yeah, with Israel, I deal with 9, and there's many, many, many more.
Okay.
And but just to continue on with the video series, is it's not only the Jewish people that you will find out there that the Bible talks about that would happen before the second coming of Christ, but issues like the modern technology with the increase of travel and knowledge and worldwide upheaval. Jesus talked about that in Matthew 24 with the increase of earthquakes, and famine, and pestilence, and wars. That's exactly what we see today. Also specifically with the rise of falsehood, that there's going to be an increase of false Christs and false teachers. I deal in that aspect there, as we had talked about at the beginning of the program today, with the New Age movement, and specifically some of their seductive ways in which they have crept in to the minds of the people. And they do it in a couple different ways. I deal with 3 of them. One, with the promotion of a healthy earth or environmental movement, promotion of a healthy body with some of the vegetarian and dietary craze that's going on, but also with the promotion of a heavenly host, the UFOs and angels craze. And so from many different avenues, they are preaching their false utopian gospel. And just to jump ahead a little bit, on the seventh sign on the final countdown, with the one world religion. And again, I make the premise that it is the New Age movement who is pushing that. And people need to realize that that is much more closer than you could ever dream.
Well, of course, we know that Gorbachev is pushing it, and Ted Turner is pushing it, and of course, so many of our leaders are pushing it. This whole idea of the New World Religion, certainly many of our religious leaders, both Catholic and Protestant, are saying, oh, we just all got to join together into one big happy religion. And of course, that is not what God said. We do not all worship the same God. Catholics and Protestants and Jews worship the God of the Bible, but nobody else does. And yet, of course, we all have a different approach to it. Right now, let's go to George calling in from Toronto. Hi, George. Did you have any question or comment at all?
Yes, I do. Good evening, gentlemen. I would like to ask Mr. Crone if he knows anything about the Rockefeller family and the Baha'i faith. I've been hearing that that is their faith.
Well, I'm not sure.
Comment on that?
Oh, well, I'm not sure personally if that's their faith, but either way, you have to look at the activity of the Rockefeller family and foundation, and they're just lumped right into this issue, especially with the one world government. And again, with the issue, even though there's three separate issues, one world religion, the government, and economy, they all basically kind of weave together. The one world religion, you know, with the Baha'i faith, and that's kind of a relativistic approach. And again, that kind of fits in line with a New Age belief where everybody's right, nobody's wrong, except Orthodox Christianity. But they all just kind of blend together. So it wouldn't surprise me if it is, but the final analysis is the same. All of those things just weave together. They weave a tapestry. As soon as you start studying the issue of the one world religion, what's happening on the scene, you come across the people and the movers and shakers, like the Rockefellers and others, who are involved in the one world government. But then as soon as you get into there, you get exposed to, wait a second, they're also tied into the issue of the one world economy, and you see them going back and forth.
George, I have never heard anything about the Rockefellers and the Baha'i, but I certainly have many ties between the Rockefellers and the occult. So if that will perhaps...
I have, and I'm sorry, I can't remember where I've heard that, but it struck me.
All right, well, if you can come up with it, please send it to me. I'd appreciate that. Anything else?
Yes, please. I'd like to know, I've heard over the years comments with regards to the Catholic Church and the United Nations in terms of who will eventually control Jerusalem, with regards to some kind of secret doctrines that have been signed or 10 years ago, etc. Do you have any comments on that? And I'll take the answer off here. Thank you.
All right, fine. And, of course, are there any secret documents on who's going to control Jerusalem that you know of, Pastor Crone?
Well, not as secret documents, but I know that in the New Age concept, is the people, again, you know, the Bible talks about Israel being the center of a world conflict, international problem. It just so happens that the headquarters in Jerusalem happens to deal with the three world's largest religions, if you will, which you deal with Christianity and Catholicism, but also with the Muslim issue, and that many people believe that that is going to become a center for the one world religion, whether that becomes the official headquarters and who gets to run that. Is up for speculation, of course, but the Bible talks about and makes comparison when it talks about in Revelation about the two witnesses that they're going to be witnessing there, and where it says in figuratively of Sodom and Egypt, I believe it says, and then of course it defines it as where the Lord was crucified is Israel in Jerusalem, and so there is a good possibility, of course, that that's going to become a good headquarters for the one world religion. Wouldn't surprise me. You already see kind of a lot of things like that going on over there. But again, even when it goes up, I think it'll be part of the Antichrist kingdom. But the truth is going to come out 3.5 years later into the tribulation when he goes into the temple. The true colors come out. It's not just, can we all just get along, one world religion? He's going to demand worship. He's going to declare himself to be God.
I think the most important thing now will be to watch the mosque. The Great Mosque of Omar was built in the 690s, somewhere in there. It's been around for a long time, magnificent structure. But of course, I believe that something is going to happen to that. And so keep your eyes fixed on Jerusalem, because I think it is the key to understanding the things that are unfolding. And isn't it amazing that America is now, for the second time, going to war in the Middle East, and now we're drawing closer and closer to Israel by going into Iraq? And what is going to happen? Will there be an attack on Israel? Will Israel retaliate if she is attacked? And how will this impact on the geopolitics of that region? So the thing that bothers me most, Pastor Krohn, is the silence of most of our Christian leaders. Some of them are really pushing the war and beating the war drums, and I wonder why. But of course, I think that many people are just being drawn into this whole thing, and many of my good friends support the war. Many good people oppose the war. But I think that once the war gets started, why we may very well see some dramatic changes, if not in the Middle East, then right here at home, because there are all sorts of new laws that are just waiting to be implemented as our boys go overseas to fight for freedom. Why every time we do that, we lose more freedom here at home. So what are some of the more other things that you've listed there?
Well, also with the Jesus continues on with the rise of false Christ and false teachers, and again with the issue of false Christ, I mean, we've got hordes of them, millions of them, because that's what New Age teaches, that I am the Christ or God. But also he talks about the issue, the Apostle Paul talks about the rise of wickedness, and we just see that exponentially growing, and to deal with several issues on why is that so? Well, because the Bible says that people would come to a point where they would love themselves and vain amusements more than God. Exactly what we see today, but plus also worldviews that push that, whether it be humanism, self-love, self-esteem. But also, people don't realize also the wickedness of a wicked witchcraft, or Wicca. Wicca is now considered the fastest growing religion in the United States, and it's the second fastest among teens. And you guys say, well, gee, I wonder why, when the media promotes it right and left on the programs, and you got books out there that are promoting, like the Harry Potter series and stuff like that, given to the rise of wickedness. But also with the rise of apostasy, and you made the comment, it's just the church, it really bothers you, their inactivity. Well, a lot of it is, and frankly, and I deal with that on the rise of apostasy, the church is frankly just distracted, and they're being manipulated. And they're being manipulated with marketing techniques. They're more focused on just growing big churches instead of getting the gospel out, and just being entertained instead of grappling with the truth. They're being manipulated emotionally. And that's kind of a spillover, in my opinion, of a cultural influence of our entertainment-addicted society. It's crept into the church. They're also being manipulated doctrinally with liberal Christianity, and that just because somebody claims to be a Christian doesn't mean that they are. Anymore than sitting in a hen house makes you a chicken, the classical phrase. But also, one of the interesting things I think most people miss is that the Bible talked about that in the end times, that people in the church were going to be manipulated monetarily so. And many people miss this. Now, we're all aware of those funky guys with the big hairdos and the flashy style on TV that are supposed to be Christians are out there with all the, you know, just send me your cash and you'll get a hundredfold, you know. But the Bible talks about that those kind of people and behavior would come when? In the last days. And, you know, of course, that's with the heresy of the word faith teachers. And I'll read you just a couple quotes. For instance, Kenneth Copeland, he says, Satan conquered Jesus on the cross. Morris Cirillo says, you're not looking at Morris Cirillo, you're looking at God. Benny Hinn says, never ever go to the Lord and say, if it be thy will, don't allow such faith-destroying words to be spoken from your mouth. Frederick Price, he says, God has to be given permission to work in this earth realm on behalf of man. Yes, you are in control, so if man is in control, who no longer has it? God. And then John Avanzini, in case you didn't know this, Dr. Monteith, did you know that Jesus was wealthy and prosperous? He lived in a big house, handled big money, and he wore designer clothes?
No, I really didn't know that.
Yeah, that must be in the book of Hezekiah or Second Opinions. I haven't found it yet. But anyway, the Bible talked about these kind of guys coming on to the scene. And let me read to you a prophecy from Second Peter. Chapter 2, verses 1 and 3 says, and it's talking about the end days. But there were also false prophets in Israel, just as there will be false teachers among you. In their greed, they will make up clever lies to get a hold of your money. And that's exactly what we see today. And that's happening before our eyes. And people, they're bilking people not only their cash, but it really breaks my heart. Because the church, they're leading people not only ripping them off of their money, but they're seducing people into idolatry, and they're not seeking Christ. They're seeking cash, and these people are getting rich off of it. But again, the Bible talked about that, those kind of things that would take place. The one world religion, I deal with that after that issue, and you know, we had talked about, you know, how could the church get along with all those things, and we have to realize that that is actually getting very close. In the year 2000, the United Religions Initiative was signed, and with most of the religions of the earth, they're dead serious about creating this one world religion. But what a lot of people don't realize is the plan is coming up in 2005 to have a United Religions organization that functions just like the UN, only it doesn't see the world's governments. It oversees the world's religions. Again, that's planned to be in 2005
at
headquarters in San Francisco.
Well, I want to get you back on again. Our guest has been Pastor Billy Crone, and thank you so very much for being with us, and look forward to having you back again.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Monteith.
Bye-bye, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Book that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, En Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest this afternoon was Pastor Billy Crone. His three-part, three-video series is The Final Countdown, and if you'd like to get it, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and I think he's done a very, very good job on that. And then, of course, if you have not yet gotten a copy of Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent, excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It has a section in it on how do you build up your immune system if we do have a biological attack. And so we certainly suggest people get this and start putting things aside and hope and pray that it doesn't come to pass. But we're living in terribly, terribly difficult times. And believe me, you're going to have to depend upon yourself and your friends. You're not going to be able to depend upon the government to protect you from what lies ahead. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and order Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And then, of course, we also have a four-tape set with Dr. Russell Blaylock called Life-Saving Secrets, and it covers some of the major issues. If you're only going to get one item, why get the book? But if you can get both of them, and you'll really enjoy the four-tape set, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Life-Saving Secrets. It's an excellent four-tape set. We have another excellent four-tape set. It's called Aleister Crowley and His Friends, and it gets into this whole other world, this world of the occult and the New Age. Aleister Crowley was known as the most wicked man in the world. He was a Satanist. He was very, very high within the Masonic movement. Aleister Crowley and His Friends is a four-tape set, and believe me, after you've listened to it, why, you'll never look at the world with quite the same eyes again. So if you'd like to get a copy of this video, find me this four-tape set, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there in the listening audience will agree that we have a message. It's a little bit different than you're going to hear elsewhere, that if you agree with me that we are involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, educational, economic battlefield, we hope many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours every day as we reach out across America from one end of the country to the other, really over into Europe and the South Pacific by the miracle of shortwave and internet. And I know we have listeners really in Australia and New Zealand and in England and Germany and Austria and Japan. We hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family so we can continue expanding our coverage. And what you can do is you can tell people about our website at www.radioliberty.com. You can tell them about this program that you're listening to, whether it be on the internet, whether it be on radio, whether it be on shortwave. And of course, today we're not on our regular shortwave band because, of course, something happened and they went down. But we will be back on 5.745 megahertz, hopefully within just a very, very few days. But we are being broadcast now on a different wave band for shortwave. But we'll be back on 5.745 megahertz at this time as soon as they get themselves some new tubes. So we are on 5 hours every day on radio, 5 hours every day on the internet, 3 hours every day on satellite, now going 4 hours every day on the satellite, and hopefully soon we'll be syndicating our evening program. And that's, of course, one of the things you can do is begin talking to your local radio station and see if they will pull down this two-hour segment that goes from 3 to 5 Pacific time, from 6 to 8 Eastern time, and it will be available on several satellites. And, of course, you go to your local station, maybe you can get interest in their pulling down our program so they can begin to get this information out. And then, of course, we ask you to give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our 4 best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do. Now, if you'd like to get a free copy of our latest newsletter, and the February newsletter, of course, talks about the coming war, and we simply reduplicated a speech given by Senator Robert Byrd. We've taken a little out of there. He spends a lot of time saying how great the United Nations is, but the really salient points of his talk we've included, because his analysis of why we're going to war and the dangers of war, I think, are well worthwhile reading. And whether you support the war or whether you oppose the war, I think you'll be impressed by his eloquence. He's one of the last great orators we have in the United States today. So if you'd like a free copy of the February newsletter, you'll have to specifically request that. I will be glad to send it to you. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you can use the same telephone number. If you'd like to subscribe to our newsletter, and that's $25 a year, why, of course, that's how we're able to do what we do, is because there are people out across America who really believe there's a problem and are willing to make a personal commitment and sacrifice in an effort to keep us on the air. But the most important thing you can do is talk to others about what's going on, to copy our newsletters, and certainly to copy our tapes and pass those out. You certainly have my permission to copy our videos. And if you haven't seen the Brotherhood of Darkness video, why, we suggest that you get that and that you watch it and that you show it to others. Many of our other videos are excellent, but Brotherhood of Darkness gives the best analysis of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged. So please give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Hi, Richard. How are you? He has the right to his opinion. I believe he's wrong, but he has the right to that opinion. Has he been saying, has he been talking about me specifically? Well, the thing is that Alex has such a great listening audience, and he doesn't, so. Don't let it get to you. You're just a hole in the course, and don't say bad things about other people. You only lose out.